From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Bill Clinton's annual philanthropic summit gets underway this week. It's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But the former president is worried that the current economic downturn could cut into philanthropic donations. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here now. And Nancy, how is the Clinton Foundation responding to the souring economy?
Well, former President Clinton is really trying to create a sense of urgency at this year's summit, which, by the way, is formally called the Clinton Global Initiative. And the president invites corporate CEOs and celebrities and bigwigs, and they make pledges. And if you don't make your pledge and keep it, you're not invited back. But still, summit officials say there will be more than 200 charitable commitments this week. But they are acknowledging these are tough times, and they actually changed the agenda to add a panel with former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin about how long-term economic trends are affecting foreign aid.
And how are these financial trends going on right now? How are they affecting charitable giving?
Well, Madeline, if you look at Wall Street, corporate giving is a big question mark because of all the money that companies are losing. And then there's the question of what mergers do to charitable foundations. I talked about that with Paul Shervich. He's the director of the Center on Wealth and Philanthropy at Boston College. And he says no one's thinking about what happens to a company's foundation when it's swallowed up by another firm.
Does that foundation then join the foundation of the other company? Does it continue to stand alone as a remnant? I don't know the answer to that at this point.
And Nancy, let's talk about the people who are directly affected, people who live already on subsistence levels and in poverty and are just hurting in general. How is the economic situation affecting them?
Yeah, well, Clinton says the economic crisis couldn't have come at a worse time for them. Oxfam says another $150 billion a year is needed by 2010 to meet the global poverty goals. Stephanie Kurzina is in charge of fundraising for Oxfam, and she says the world's poor are hit hardest by high energy and food prices.
Think about the people in the developing world where such a significant portion of their income goes to food, and look at the food crisis.
And Nancy, I understand global poverty is supposed to be the theme at this year's UN General Assembly meeting going on this week in New York. How much of a distraction, though, is the global economic crisis?
Yeah, it is definitely a distraction. President Bush focused his speech at the UN today on the economy and also about terrorism. And the UN Secretary General is worried that the U.S. Plan and other bailouts are going to reduce the ability of rich countries to help the developing world. But nonetheless, Africa is on the agenda today. And also, the UN is going to be looking at how they can gauge overall progress on meeting poverty goals.
Thanks, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.